Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use. They're called criminals, because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I love it. Get involved. Get engaged. Yes, yes, yes. I know you hear it all the time, right? We'll jump in a second. But I truly mean it. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really the only way we win. When you get informed... I just went through a little bit of a meeting with a couple of people that are Republicans, and it was just interesting to find out what they didn't know. And now that they've got the information they need, they can go out and pretty much take on, as Nancy Pelosi put it, the low IQ voters. And there's a lot of them out there. And then, those are her words, not mine, so put your rocks down. If you recall during the Trump's election, and Nancy was talking about how she stopped calling them blue-collar workers, right? Remember that? And all of a sudden she started using the word low IQ. I'm sorry, not low IQ. Low-information voters. And I thought that was really interesting. Because she knew she was losing them. She knew what was coming up next. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get engaged, get involved, get informed, and we can crank along. Gee, a lot of information, again, like I told you from day one, a lot of information coming out of Texas now on what could have, should have, might have been done to save those kids. We'll talk a little bit about that more when Kimberly Marin joins me. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And, you know, and the sad part about it is I think I told you guys last week, I had, not that I had a meeting, he met with me personally, but I went to an event where the Los Angeles County Sheriff was, and they talked a little bit about that. They talked about school safety. They talked about what the sheriffs would do here in my area, in Los Angeles County. And he said that in no uncertain terms, they are told, even if they're the only one there, they're to go in. They're to engage. Oh, my. Can you imagine? So, you know, when you, you know, it's going to sound like I'm putting it on them, but I'm not. Right? You guys signed up for it. You knew what you were getting yourself into. We trust you. Most of us do. I know that there's some fools out there that have no love for you, but that's probably because they were speeding too much. You gave them too many tickets. I don't know. I've had my fair share of tickets. I still think you guys are good. But, I mean, seriously. Right? So, all you got to do is you got to be informed, do the right thing. It's really that simple. Isn't much harder than that. And again, don't spew. That's why I didn't talk about this for a while, the whole thing with the shooting, you know, in Texas. We didn't. The stuff was coming at us at a million miles an hour. We didn't know what was real, what wasn't real. Right? We really didn't know what the facts were and what they weren't. We're waiting to get them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When Kimberly joins me, we're going to talk more about this, but don't you love this? I don't know. Did you hear about this today with the MSNBC host, Katie Turr? She said in the open, outright, she wonders if she's doing more harm than good as a journalist. She said, people don't trust us. Don't you? Isn't there times when these people say things you just want to go, no, really? Is this like a new revelation for you? It's always interesting to me because they really don't get it. They don't understand. If you head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, you can, somebody wrote me a couple of weeks ago and said, man, those slippers are so expensive. Might cut them by over half. Use promo code Joe on your way out. MyPillow.com, he's got slippers, pillowcases, he's got sheets. Oh, look at all the stuff that we use on a daily basis. It comes from America, right here, right, with American employees. He's paying into the system here. The stuff comes from here, the U.S. Do I have to say the U.S.? You guys kind of got that. All right. I'm always complaining about things, but here you have a chance. You have a chance to support one of our locals. Serious. All right. So Katie Turr, she thinks she's doing, or she's asking, are we doing more harm than good?
Yes.
People don't trust us anymore. Gee, I wonder why. In an interview promoting her new memoir, Turr was asked at the Hill's Niall Strange about admitting that she almost walked away from journalism altogether during the COVID-19 pandemic. And how she feels about the industry today. I think it's hilarious. You know, I've been saying it for a long time. They're so self-unaware. They have no clue to the damage they're doing. And I find it hard to believe as a whole that they really believe that everything they're reporting is real and true. I don't believe that for a minute. I really truly believe that they know sometimes what they're, well, a lot of times, what they're telling is a load. And they don't care because they want to keep their jobs. So, we'll see your host. Yeah, Kimberly Warren joins me next. Don't go far, a lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. How do I always tell you to do that? You got to get informed, people. I mean, even Kimberly will throw up when I tell her this. I actually had breakfast with a Democrat last week who had a podcast fancied himself as a hotshot, and then the podcast went sour. And I always joke about this. Yeah, what, other than a very select few, what liberal talk show has made it big? Kimberly Moore joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. Right, Kimberly? I mean, how many liberal talk shows do you know that have been around for a long time, that have made it big, and that are still here?
Didn't Air America go belly up? Are there any left-wing talk shows on radio anymore?
No, because all they do is whine, moan, and groan, right? No solutions. Right. They're just whining about how bad life is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know of any that even exist. I mean, they very well may. I just don't juggle stuff.
Well, no, I mean, I used to be on with Tom Hartman on when he was on RT all the time. And he is like the left god on radio. And the last show, you'd appreciate this. So the last show I was on with him when he was talking about Trump's dollars, his money and all this, I go, Tom, you're one of the most highly paid left-wing talk show hosts there is. You take full advantage of capitalism, and all you do is beat on capitalism. How much of your money are you giving away? What are you doing for the poor? And that was the last show I was on.
Oh.
It was one of those probably ouch moments for him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Because you told it like it is.
Well,
you know they hate the truth.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't know what to do with it. That's the big thing. I mean, you can't rail. I did the same thing with Katie Hill when I wrote that piece. It was like she was railing on the misogynistic, you know, what a misogynistic environment it was for her, how she talked down to women. And then I get these copies of her text messages that show how she's talking down to women to the point where one woman said she was afraid of her. And yet she's on the floor of the Congress talking about how these men are so mean to me.
Oh, yeah, she's just a nutbag anyway. I mean, it's usually the people, like we always say, the left always projects, right?
Right.
They project their real feelings or what they're doing. Always. And you can go back and see, you know, prove that they're projecting with how they actually feel by their words and actions previously. Because they're insane.
Like I said, it never stops. So the left, let's hit on this because I know you're hot on it too, is the shooting that took place in the mall. And there was a Good Samaritan there with a gun. I don't know, young guy, right? 22?
Yeah, I believe so.
And took down the shooter. And the only thing the left could harp on was the fact that this young man had a gun in a mall that didn't allow guns. That was their argument.
The left was upset that they didn't have more dead bodies to push gun control over. They didn't have enough blood and bodies to dip their hands into so they could push more gun control. It's just so listeners know, in case they don't know, it wasn't illegal that he was concealed carrying a firearm in that mall. It was a mall rule, no guns allowed. But the mall didn't know he had it. And if they did find out that he had it, if they asked him to leave and he didn't, then he could potentially be arrested for
trespassing. Right.
But it was not illegal. It was not against any law for him to be carrying the firearm in there.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to Starbucks carrying. They don't allow guns. I even wear my I Love Guns and Coffee t-shirt that looks like a Starbucks theme. But it wasn't against the law. The left is upset that a law-abiding citizen saved who knows how many lives from a mass shooter.
So
think about that for a second, how disgusting that is and how disgusting. They are.
Oh, I'm with you. Look, I got a better one. This will make you throw up, right? One of the news people said the term Good Samaritan came from a Bible passage of a man from Samaria, now they're using the Bible on the air, who stopped on the side of the road to help a man who was injured and ignored. Justin Kohler, who's a traffic anchor for KCBS 4 or wherever that is. And he says, I cannot believe that we live in a world where the term can equally apply to someone killing someone.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, that's serious. That's a quote.
God.
I cannot believe that we live in a world where the term can equally apply to someone killing someone.
So, you would rather multiple people be murdered and the person who could possibly save their lives not stop their murderer by any means necessary? Oh, my goodness. Now, for everybody out there who doesn't think the left is insane, now you know for sure. And these are the people that want to take your firearms away because they don't want you protecting yourself, your family, or any other innocent people from criminals, killers, rapists, or anybody else who wants to harm you. That's the left in a nutshell.
He went through and he said that killing three people before he was killed down by a man legally carrying a pistol under Indiana's new constitutional carry law. So, again, somebody who's exercising his constitutional rights.
Yep.
This is what makes them nuts. See, they think that everybody has a gun. When I was talking to this demo last week, I said, listen, I've owned guns pretty much all my life. I did not one time have I been picked up for brandishing it, for hitting somebody with it, for pulling it out. None of that. And no, it's not because I wasn't caught. Because somebody who has the same mind, who owns guns, doesn't own them to make a fool of himself. And that's where you guys are stuck.
The problem is, number one, they don't want people protecting themselves. I mean, look at what they're doing all over the country with coddling criminals and treating criminals better and giving criminals more rights than victims. All over the country.
Yeah, we got to talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more Kimberly when we come back.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says it will look into how dozens of state troopers and rangers responded to the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. That announcement comes on the heels of a scathing report released by the Texas House of Representatives over the weekend. It said there were failures at every level that contributed to the slow and chaotic response. Family members still grieving the victims responding to the report said they expected more from law enforcement.
I'm sure they're hurting. I'm sure. But they need to confront all these parents and say that they're sorry.
In South Florida, prosecutors want the death penalty for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman who killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Cruz already confessed to the murders. The trial that's expected to last several months is the penalty phase. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always have a good time with her. I got to tell you, so after we're done with these stories, what takes you, about 2 hours to go to sleep?
I have to take some Nyquil.
I am hours before I can go to bed when I'm done with the show because I'm so wound up from some of these stupid people.
Yeah, no, it's a Nyquil night.
Okay. They're breathing my air. This is not good. Anyway, so we were talking about the shooting that took place at the mall, and yeah. You're calling it a Good Samaritan thing. But the left is going nuts, and the only thing they can latch onto is and they're saying, when you read their stuff, they're talking about it being illegal for him to have a gun in the mall. Well, it was illegal for the other guy to have a gun in the mall too. That seemed to bother anybody, right?
You know what? I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Here you go.
Seriously. You know what? I'll deal with the ramifications later if it was illegal. But it's not illegal. They're so stupid. This is one of the problems I have with gun controllers. They don't know existing laws. They tout, we want all these new gun control laws, and there's no background checks, and there's no this and that, and they keep spewing all this BS. It comes flying out of their mouths as if it's fact, and you can easily prove them wrong.
Yep.
Here, there's thousands of gun control laws all across the country. There's federal laws, there's state laws. Some places even have local ordinances. Carrying a gun in a mall nowhere is illegal unless you're not allowed to conceal carry at all. Okay. And, you know, that's a different story. But that young man was allowed to carry that firearm. It was legal. It's just a mall. It's like no shirt, no shoes. That's all it was.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I looked, another journalist says, the Good Samaritan did not shoot anyone. Jesus was not a fan of killing for any reason, including self-defense.
That's not true.
I know. From a religious standpoint, that is so not true.
So I'm agnostic, but I had this argument with a pastor on Twitter. I'm like, you're a pastor? And I found like different things in the Bible that come from the Bible that say you can defend yourself and your family.
You're required to defend your family. Okay?
Like, I mean, can you imagine Jesus didn't tell people to just lie down and take it?
Oh my God.
I mean, it's just yeah. ridiculous. And they're insane, and I love how they bring up the Bible or any kind of
only when thing. They need to. If you bring yeah. it up for anything else.
Oh no, right? the lefties are the biggest bigots on the planet. Hey. On the planet. Okay, well.
You want
it depends. They're up there with.
You want to send a moon to Tizzy? You should respond to this guy and say, or I'll respond, whatever. You've been pretty vocal on Twitter lately. You should respond to this guy and say to him, so if Jesus was not a fan of killing for any reason, then why are you good with abortion?
Ooh. But that's just a fetus, Mr. Messina.
Well, that's different. That's Jesus wouldn't force anything on anybody. Well, yes, he would. He would force me not to kill somebody, wouldn't he?
Right, exactly. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this guy's on Twitter? You're going to have to give me his
Twitter.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you got to give it to me out there.
I'm going to send you the link. You're going to have a field day with this.
I'm going to have some fun.
He is such a Maroney. I mean, seriously. And I love looking at that, right? Anyway.
Let's cite religion to say that somebody shouldn't defend themselves and save lives, but we won't cite religion when it comes to ending a future human being that God created. Okay, buddy.
So, Moms Demand Action founder Shannon Watt.
Oh, please don't. I hate that. He's nothing but Bloomberg's handmaid.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but when a 22-year-old illegally brings a loaded gun into a mall and kills a mass shooter armed with an AR-15 after he already killed three people and wounded others, is not a ringing endorsement of our implementation of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I saw it. Someone else. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. But they think they're so smart. They think this sounds so smart. They think it sounds so enlightened, right?
It sounds smart to the morons who follow them and believe what they say. She knows this isn't true. She 100% knows this isn't true. But she says this stuff because she has a slew of morons, a lot of them who are just paid bots, following her, and they will retweet her.
Now,
that's bad.
With all of this said, right? Over the last couple of weekends in Chicago, gun violence has been running rampant there. All right?
Wait, it's different from what weekend?
Okay. They're especially having a free-for-all because of all the heat and everything, right?
Yeah.
So, but do you hear these people speaking out against that? I mean,
never.
To your point, there was a pastor in the community that came up and said, look, this violence would go away. It's only the fruit of people not having enough money to live on, not having enough money to feed their families.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, right? They've already seen 335 murders this year so far. I mean, think about that. Yeah, exactly.
And that it's still, like, what, mid-July?
Oh,
and
yeah.
The summer is always when it's worse.
So his comment is that over 17% of Chicagoans live in poverty compared to the national average of 11%. So I would look at him and say, so let me ask you, so does that mean that the percentage of violence should also kind of coincide with your 17 and 11? Because they don't.
Right? That's a good point. No, they always like to blame everything. They always blame everything but the root causes. And yes, I agree. Poverty is one of the causes, but you have to look at why there's poverty. Oh, it might be because there's so many single parents. Over 72% in the Black community, to be exact. It might even be more now. But let's go back even further to see why that happened. Oh, that would be because of Lyndon B. Johnson. Democrat policies made that happen because they decided that the government should be the baby daddy instead of the baby dad. And they threw him out of the home.
If you do some research, you look at the actually look at the numbers, people. We were on the way. They were on their way
out of poverty.
Out of poverty back in the 60s. Yep. And when Lyndon put this in place, it plummeted in a relatively short period of time.
It increased poverty. Under Obama, poverty hit a 50-year high. Poverty was trending down, and that probably scared Democrats because they don't want, especially the black community, to be successful. So they had to put something in place that would increase poverty and keep people stuck, independent on the government. That's what built this. Democrats built this. Just like they built everything else bad in this country.
The pastor said, I mentor dozens of young men who have been directly affected by gun violence or who are one step away from committing it, and they always tell me the same thing. You know, if I had a job, you know, if I had money, if I had resources, I wouldn't do what I do.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously.
Yeah. Okay. What's stopping you from getting a job? Oh, wait. Maybe it's the horrid public education in the inner cities, thanks to, wait for it, Democrats!
Well, go further with it, though. I mean, it's not just that. It's 7-Elevens are closing down. Starbucks are closing down. Targets
everything
are closing down.
Because you keep robbing them and rioting and looting them. I wouldn't stay open either. Do you remember? Wasn't Ferguson? I think it was somewhere in Baltimore. There had just been an inner city community. There was brand new huge CVS that had just been opened up in the previous year. It was a black council member who was, I remember seeing an interview, and he said, it took us years to get them to come into this community, and now it's gone.
Yep.
They looted it and destroyed it. Would you go back? No. These stores are closing all over the country, and they hurt people, because not only there's no jobs now, the people that had jobs there lost their jobs, and now you can't walk to your local CVS and get your prescriptions. You know, the elderly can't easily get their prescriptions. Or a lot of these places have food staples. Can't go there and get any of that. And that's thanks to these people.
I don't know what happened. What?
Thank a Democrat.
I mean, there was did you see the video of the mom that was yelling at the BLM protesters?
Yes.
And, you know, this shows you where their mindset is at. They're going to take advantage of every one of these to try to make it worse than what it is. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Moran right after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Give a call. Love to hear what you have to say. Head up to MyPillow.com. I'm not going to go through the whole thing with you again. You can save a boatload of money. The slippers, the sheets, the pillowcases, the pillows are all on sale right now. And use promo code Joe on your way out, and you'll save big. I promise you, you will save big. Anyway, let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. And she does every week, kind of kick the week off, get things rolling, and I so much appreciate her time with us. And Kimberly, you really do feel like you're always waking up from an episode of Twilight Zone, don't you, with some of these stories?
I'm long over the Twilight Zone thing. That ended during COVID. Because just when you think you couldn't get any worse, it did.
And now we have monkeypox.
No, we don't have monkeypox. Certain people have monkeypox.
All right, stop it.
No, it's just a fact.
I know. I was joking with you, but yeah, I know. What I thought was really funny was they had a. And for those of you who don't know,
Their CDC says this is mostly prevalent, in their words, in the gay and homosexual community. I do not know the difference. I thought gay and homosexuality was kind of the same thing, but whatever. But it's really interesting. So they had a line of people. They had their, the get the monkeypox vax, make Fauci some more money. Anyway, did you see that video where the woman walked down the whole line? And after she walked past about 100 people, there was one woman in the line.
I saw that video and I was like, okay.
I just started laughing. I'm like, wow, okay, that speaks volumes.
All right. It does.
So we were talking about the violence that the left doesn't seem to care about at all. You talk about what's going down in Chicago. A mother of a slain four-year-old on the south side of Chicago. She's been pounding on officials to bring her somebody, to bring somebody in. It's been almost a year, she said. They have nobody in custody. Right? The kid was shot last year. And they don't seem... Now, I'm not going to say the cops don't care. They're probably overworked, underpaid, in the whole nine yards. But yeah. You know the mayor doesn't give a darn.
Now, which kid?
This was... Cute little kid, too. Michael Moultrie Jr. He was known as MJ. Shot and killed while getting his hair braided over Labor Day weekend in 2021.
Wow.
Okay? Can't go out and get a haircut. Can't ride the bike in the streets. They can't even sit on their front porch in color.
There have been little kids, small children killed in their beds.
Yep.
In their beds because of gangbangers. Yep. And the left doesn't care. These are illegal guns. These scumbags don't have legal firearms. Oh, but we want to take all the legal firearms away. No, they want to do nothing. The quote-unquote gun control law they just passed, useless, does absolutely not one thing to stop any of these killers who kill the majority of people in this country.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Again, it goes back to, right, the thugs have the guns. The thugs are not going to give them up just because, you know, when I was talking to this fellow, the Democrat, about the AR-15s, he kept calling them automatic. I said, they're not automatic. He says, yeah, they're automatic. I said, the only way they become automatic is some genius opens them up and does the work that needs to be done, you know, tools them to be automatic. Otherwise, there's no way. They're
and
illegal.
Guess what? Yeah, that's illegal. No. Modern rifles that are military are illegal. You could have machine guns if they were manufactured before 1986.
Okay.
But guess what? Because we just had a machine gun shoot in New Hampshire this weekend. But guess what? Guess what? There's never been a mass shooting with a machine gun.
Yes.
Ever. Because it's... Not only are they thousands and thousands of dollars, but it takes a year to even pass this extensive background check to even apply to get one. It's a whole separate ballgame. But they're only those manufactured before 1986. We can't have any modern military rifles.
Yep.
Not allowed against the law.
Yeah. You're asking them... You're actually asking them to get informed. It's like I keep telling people, don't say anything to them. They will bury themselves. You won't even have to work hard at the rate they're going. Between them being out of their minds about Roe versus Wade, this spreading all kinds of misinformation, the gun thing is that they're just making it so we can't stop, or trying to make it so we can't stop long enough to take a breath. That's what I think.
Yeah. Oh, no. So when I argue with idiots, especially about gun control, I don't do it because I'm going to change the idiot's mind. I do it because I know there's people out there who don't know the truth and don't know the facts. Because there are people, innocently enough, Joe, I innocently enough, they don't understand that, yes, there are background checks in every single state. They don't understand that because the left tells them there isn't. That's why when the left says we need universal background checks, people think we don't already have background checks.
No, I know they don't. They think, well, in California you can't, but they think that you could just, you know, you and I hanging out, and go, hey, you know, you like my gun? Yeah, okay, here, I'll sell it. Give me $500. It's all yours. They think it's that easy.
That. We can do that in New Hampshire.
We can't. You can't in California. You got to go down to the gun dealer, and he has to do the transfer.
Well, see, here's the deal, though. If you know someone, it's a different story. Like, I have a lot of friends who own firearms, probably the majority I know in New Hampshire now that I think about it. But but because we take our self-defense and our fundamental human right to self-defense seriously. But so that's a different story. Like, if you know you have a friend who has their pistol revolver license or they have firearms and you shoot with them, you know they can legally buy one. But if I was going to sell one of my firearms to a complete stranger, I would go either to an FFL dealer or I would want to see their pistol revolver license to prove that someone somewhere knows them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And knows that they're not a prohibited person. But I would never randomly sell a firearm to a person. Most people don't, because it's against the law to knowingly sell a firearm to a prohibited person. And if you sold it and didn't find out and they did something with it, that comes back to you.
Yep.
So
yep.
They think gun owners are stupid.
Law-abiding people don't do things like that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's why I always say they treat all law-abiding citizens like we're criminals. All law-abiding gun owners, excuse me, they treat all law-abiding gun owners as if we're criminals and don't even treat the criminals like they're criminals because they blame the inanimate object. Like, you know, when a Muslim commits an act of Islamic jihad and murders a bunch of innocent people, the first thing the left said is, it's not all Muslims, you cannot blame all Muslims. Okay, I agree. Then why the hell, anytime there's a shooting, you blame all law-abiding gun owners? It's the same concept.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
They're a bunch of amophobes.
Stop trying to bring logic to the game. They don't want to play. They get mad when you do it. So why bother, right?
Well, that's why. See, what they don't grasp, Joe, is over the past couple of years, especially when COVID was the first hit, and then they allowed all the riots to happen and the murders and violence by Black Lives Matter, 5 million new gun owners became a reality in this country. 5 million. And that's just an estimate, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just an estimate by, you know, background checks, whatever. They really don't know how many new gun owners became new gun owners over the past couple of years. So if there's they guesstimate there's, what, 90 to 100 million gun owners? It could be more. It could honestly be more.
Oh, what was the number you threw out there?
90 million.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I agree with you. I think it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, you know? I do too, to be honest with you.
Yep.
But they underestimate the power of a mother who wants to protect her children or a father who wants to protect his family. They underestimate what those people, how they will vote. And most people aren't single issue voters, right? There's a lot of 2A people who are, but the 2A community is huge across the country, including in their own left wing cities.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's plenty of, you know, mainstream Democrats that are 2A advocates. And they don't believe it, though. They're just too dumb to know any better.
Yeah.
They really believe everybody thinks like they do.
Well, and they, you know, demonize anyone who doesn't think like they do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, we ran out of time, but I'm going to do a story in the next hour about the convicted felon now who works security for the West Hollywood, who just defunded their police. So they brought this guy in. Oh, God. To do, they're going to be called blue shirts, all right? And they're going to go in first to these situations to try to defuse them. Now, the fellow that they brought in to do security, you ready for this? He was charged with murder and armed robbery in Georgia.
Oh, my God. When you said felon, I was thinking maybe, you know, some kind of, you know, writing that check type of thing. Oh, my God. Good luck to them.
Quickly tell people where to find you.
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter and Getter.
Yeah, and probably at the bar tonight after that story. Joe Messina, your host. Y'all go far, a lot more coming up after the break.